So again this morning, it's been a few days now since I started playing with the idea of finding a feeling of loving money, of really, let's see, what are the words? Caring for money? Not really, that's not the right word. Loving it, enjoying it, appreciating it. The opposite of resenting it, fearing it, hating it, not trusting it, but instead getting a feeling of loving it. While I did that this morning, I sort of decided to put aside the 3.6 million as far as envisioning them in the bank account and set that aside for now, for temporarily, because I think I've done quite enough of that, and I need to focus more on the actual loving the money and getting a true feeling of that for money. And like I mentioned in another recording, I played around with feelings a little bit and I realized I could very easily bring up negative feelings about money. Well, that means they're instilled there quite heavily. They've been there for a long time, as my experience. Fear of money. In multiples of ways, as far as perhaps fearing that money corrupts, fearing that loving money is not good for you, that it causes problems, emotional issues, and all kinds of things. Fearing having too much money, fearing that it will change me, that it ruins a person's life, all kinds of things in that regard. Very easy to find, very easy to feel. But when I then switch and say, okay, I want to feel the friendship of money, the joy that it brings me, the love, and not the spending of it, but the money itself, and actually get a feeling of the money, of loving the money. Also of loving it when I give it out. In other words, someone came by yesterday and I owed them some money for something they did to me and I gave them $100. And before that I looked at the actual money and I tried to get a feeling of love for it and sending it out there and feeling good for all the money that's come into my life. That's one thing, to feel good, to find a feeling, positive feeling of, let's say, the money that's come into my life. But to feel love directly for money is a little different. There's a difference there. It seems like they're the same thing, but they're not. There is a difference. So this is basically, I think, now my third day where I'm in the morning really playing with bringing up the feeling for love for money. It's gone much, much better this morning. It's improving every day. Because now I'm getting a sense for it. And as I bring the feeling up, as a feeling comes up, with it comes also a bit of a feeling of appreciation. And with it I've noticed that my mind also brings up times when money has come to me in large quantities and very easily. It's sort of reminding me. Which means, what I'm thinking about, loving money, is really going to my subconscious. And my subconscious is reacting by feeding thoughts to me regarding positive past experiences with money coming into my life in the way that I like it to come into my life. Large quantities, easily, joyfully, happily. I mean, that's really what we're, in a sense, looking for. When the mind, the subconscious mind, brings thoughts to the conscious mind in regard to what we want, then we know we're on the right track because we're sending the right signal to the subconscious mind and also sending the right signal to the universe. We also know this by our feeling. As we get a really good, strong feeling of loving money, the universe is getting that signal. and is bringing it towards us. And the feeling that we get is the indicator that it's being done. In other words, the money is being sent to us, is being created, and all the circumstances and events and everything are being lined up to make that happen. So each day, I'm going to continue on with really getting a feeling for loving money. I think that's the best term I can put to it. Making money my friend. See, that word has a funny ring to it. It's almost, it has a ring to it like it's a no-no from the past, you know. What kind of a sick person would make money their friend? Well, someone who likes to have an abundance of money to experience life would make money their friend. But we, I think sometimes, again, from the past, bring up these things we accepted in the past, that making friends with money would be a bad thing, it would corrupt you, it would make you in a bad person, just like we have these little sayings, power corrupts. No, power doesn't corrupt. It's, if a corrupt person becomes powerful, they just use their power to be who they are, that's all. So, if a bad person, what we call a bad person, becomes rich, they use their money for bad things. If a good person becomes rich, they use their money for happy things. If a happy person becomes wealthy, they do happy things with their money. If a sad, angry person becomes wealthy, they do sad, angry things with their money. I mean, it's really that simple. It has nothing to do with the money whatsoever. But what I'm saying is those things are kind of in the background. And as I say their words, loving money, making money my friend, feeling, having the actual feeling of money being my friend. I mean, that's really what it's down to. Not the words of just saying money is my friend. The point is, we have to actually find the feeling of friendship towards money. So we feel it. Not talk it, not think it, but feel it. I mean, that's where the magic is at. That takes a little time. We can say the words real easy, we can think the words real easy, but it takes a little time to actually find the feeling. And find it, I will. I will keep practicing till I find it. Stronger and stronger, increase it, allow it to become part of my life. In the 3 days now that I've been doing it, there's already a difference, huge difference in how I feel about money. I think it's quite amazing, the change. The I don't totally have the words for it yet. But the more I do it, I realize I did have fear of money. I did even have resentment of money. These things, you can't really push them away. You can't get rid of them. Because it's very difficult to get rid of something in your life in a sense like that. But you can put all your focus and energy into what you want. And that is making money your friend. Loving money. Enjoying it. Enjoying it. Going out, enjoying it coming in, having it around you in great abundance, loving that it's around you in great abundance, and just in that manner. Yeah, I'm lacking the words for it, and part of the reason I'm lacking the words for it is because the feeling isn't quite that strong yet. But I believe as the feeling increases, then my ability to explain loving money becomes better also. Because I really then have a feeling to go by that I can describe. Right now it's just a little bit still elusive. It's there. It's picking up. But it's not quite describable yet. And if you look back right to the very early recordings, so the early chapters, where I was finding a feeling of having 3.6 million in the bank. It was next to impossible to describe that. Why? Because I've never felt it before. I couldn't find the feeling. As I kept practicing, I found the feeling. As I continued to practice, the feeling got stronger until during the day I began to believe and feel that I have it. See, you can't really feel it until you believe it. Once you kind of believe it, then the feeling comes about. So we instill the belief stronger and stronger every day, and the feeling then reflects the level of belief we have. As it increases, the signal is radiated out to the universe. All the circumstances and events are brought to us, and we are also brought to them. Our timing is just right for it. Maybe we buy the correct lottery ticket at the right time. All kinds of things. Whatever is required to bring our friend, the very thing we love, to us, the universe will do. So I'm going to continue on now for whatever, a few more days. Then I'll do another recording and see how it unfolds, what expands from there. If you've come this far with the chapters, with the book and the recordings, you're probably one of the lucky ones. All of this, what we've been doing, the chapters, reading through them, or whether you're reading through them or listening to them on a tape, they bring up resistance. That resistance will come up in multiple ways with people. And for one reason or another, you'll leave it, because the resistance pushes against you, and you'll put the book down, or you'll stop listening to the tapes and stop working at it, and off you go. And there'll be all kinds of excuses. Oh, it's taking too long. Oh, there's too much talk. We're doing the same thing over and over every day. On and on and on. Well, the end result is very simple. You continue on and expand and end up getting what you want. Or you quit and you stay exactly where you are. So, if you've come this far, good for you.